General Douglas MacArthur has just called on the North Koreans to surrender at once. The following is the text of General MacArthur's statement broadcast to the North Koreans and released by the United Nations at Lake Success, New York. We quote, "To the Commander-in-Chief, North Korean Forces, the early and total defeat and complete destruction of your armed forces and war-making potential is now inevitable. In order that the decision of the United Nations may be carried out with a minimum of further loss of life and destruction of property, I, as the United Nations Commander-in-Chief, call upon you and the forces under your command in whatever part of Korea situated, forthwith to lay down your arms and cease hostilities under such military supervision as I may direct. And I call upon you at once to liberate all United Nations prisoners of war and civilian internees under your control, and to make adequate provision for their protection, care, maintenance, and immediate transportation to such places as I indicate. North Korean forces, including prisoners of war in the hands of the United Nations command, will continue to be given the care dictated by civilized custom and practice and permitted to return to their homes as soon as practicable. I shall anticipate your early decision upon this opportunity to avoid the further useless shedding of blood and destruction of property. Douglas MacArthur." End quote. The text of this formal surrender demand by General MacArthur to the North Koreans came to you from the Mutual Newsroom in New York. We take you now to Chicago.
The Chicago Theater of the Air. Produced by Marion Clare, conducted by Henry Weber, written and directed by Jack LaFondre, Mutual presents the Chicago Theater of the Air Concert Series, a gala hour of music and drama starring Nancy Carr and Earl Wilkie, and our guest of the evening to be presented as our 15th career performance artist of 1950, contralto Grace Huffman. During this hour, Colonel Robert R. McCormick, distinguished editor and publisher of the Chicago Tribune, will continue his special feature called History and the Song. Dramatic interpretations will be by Marion Clare and yours truly, Everett Clark. Our program this evening opens with Nancy Carr and the chorus singing the great Scherzinger love song, One Night of Love. Oh, representing Henry Weber and the Chicago Theater of the Air Orchestra in a performance of the Naila Waltz by Leo Delisle.